We're in the middle of Siman Tov Tzadi Zayin. We are up to Seif Hey. Seif Hey is based on the Gemara in Beitza, and Daf Chof Hey Omer Aleph. Omer Rabba Barav Huna. Omer Rav. Hasocher Amas Hamayim Me'erv Yontif. You have a... I'm not sure what a pond is, but it's more like a stream of water, I think is what it's called. Like, it's moving water. A pond, I think, is stationary water. You have moving water. You have a pond, a stream of water, and you block it up before Yontif. You make sure no water is coming in and no water is going out, which means that no fish are going in and no fish are coming out. Ulamacha hishkim matabadagim. And you block it up so that no fish in, no fish out. You put a siege around the fish, like a sarbatavis. Oh, it's called a... Hey, that's a dirty word. Okay, so you put a dam in the water so the water can't go. I assume it's actually... to block moving water is a very difficult thing to do. It could be they're just putting in nets or something. I don't know. To keep the fish contained. I don't know. I don't know if they're really blocking the water. Lagamri. Anyway, but they're blocking off the area. Ulamachar comes on Yantif. Hishkim umatabadagim. He finds their fish on Yantif. The fish are going to be mutter. Rashi explains, what's this? Socher amasamayim. Sosma, he closes it off. Now, whether the water goes through or doesn't go through is irrelevant, because we're concerned... We only care about the fish. So Rashi explains, Shelo yikantu badagim mi bachutz mi shetachshach. So no fish should come into this area after dark. Vet Eila, so those that are stuck in your sectioned off area of the stream, hechi vihizmenai de maisezeh. So doing this maisa, he is basically preparing and setting aside these fish to be eaten. Okay. He's preparing these fish to be eaten and to be eaten on Yantar. Okay. So let's see that now in Shulchan Aruch. If hey. Im sochar amas hamayim baknisa ubayitziyah me'erev yantif. He closes off this stream of water. He closes it off on both ends. Erev yantif. So mutter likach minem dagim yantif. I'm allowed to take fish out of this area on yantif. Why? Dehavi le nitzodin va'omdin. Because they've already been caught before yantif. They're in a relatively small area. And continue, look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkatan Yud Gimel. Or let's look at Yud Beis. Ba'knisa ba'yitziyah shelo yikontu chadashim v'shelo yetzu hayishanim. No one's going anywhere. No one goes in. No one goes. It's a seger. A seger. No one goes in. No fish in. No fish out. So you're allowed to take the fish. Then it's so din va'oimdin. And not only that, says the Mishnah of Katin Gimel, Umoksa inkan. There's no moksa here. Why? The maisa ha'sechira choshev kamosh hizmin dagim yeduim. Because when he does this action of sectioning off the area, it's as if he's set aside these fish for use on Yantif. Now, can he take a bunch of fish, pick the best ones, and then throw the other ones back in? It depends. In Beshah Shesochar, when he did this action of sectioning off the stream, he thinks that he might have use for all the fish that are going to be in this contained area. Then all the fish are prepared and ready for use on Yantif. Then he can take out what he wants. Take out the big fat ones, put back the little ones, and put the other ones back into the water. Because they're all prepared. But in Beshah, she saw some amas hamayim hayayodeh bavadeh shelo yitztarech biyantiv rak eze dagim. If he knew that he's really only going to need some of the fish, he's going to catch 15 fish. He only needs 5 fish for yantiv. Same cane, harei lo huchnu kulam. So then they're not all automatically prepared for use. He doesn't need most of them. I made up the numbers. I don't know if it goes by most. What if it's 9 out of 10? The numbers Mishabur doesn't give us. Ukishabore umeniach hakatan. When you take out the scrawny one, throw him back in. Igloi milsa, the high lohuchan. So it's igloi milsa that this is not one of those that was prepared for use because you threw him back in, and therefore it was tiltul shelo letzarech. And Cain tiltul him shelo letzarech, and you have a problem. Kedilikaman, as we'll see in Seif Yud. Okay, I guess Seif Yud we'll see tomorrow. Okay, right. Lachain, lo yivro b'yaniach hasha'ar, ela tarach lika v'lecho koma sh'yale b'yadu. And therefore, if he intended of using all the fish, so he can take whatever he wants, and then he can really throw some back in if he doesn't want them.
Right.
But if he knew that he wasn't going to need all of them to begin with, then he doesn't have the option to do that. He just has to take out whatever he gets, and ma sheyotze ani mirutze. Okay, whatever he gets, he can't throw it back in. He has to take and eat koma sheyale biyado, whatever comes into his hand, bein tov bein ra, whether it's a good one or a bad one. Velo yachzer machi tavlo, and he can't throw back in what he doesn't want. Now we didn't do Seif Yud. So Sharatzi and Ois Chafei doesn't mean that much, but there's a whole discussion in Seif Yud about the birds that you really have to know what kind of bird you're getting, because you'll pick him up on Yontif and you'll see he's really scrawny, so you want to know what kind of bird you're getting involved with. You should pick him up before Yontif so that you know if you're getting a good one, because otherwise you think he's good. He looks like he's a big, fat, juicy bird. You go pick him up and you realize that, he's not really what you thought he was, and you'll put him back down, and then in the Mefreya, he was Muksa. So that, Mishabura says, we don't have that chash by the fish. Okay, even though that's kind of the idea we're discussing right now. Now, continues the parentheses, the Ramah perhaps. Why are the fish that are caught in this enclosed area, why are they considered caught? Because it's amas amayim v'tzara, it's skinny, it's a thin area, and they can't really go, the fish can't go too far, so they're considered to be caught. Mishwasif katin yadal. Ayim babach rashar achronim shakasu. Dim hi rechav yosef mishisha tfachim, asr. If it's wider than 6 tfachim, a tefach is 2 to 3 inches, so it's going to be asr. Ulinian arka mekilin harbe achronim. Many achronim make on the length. We don't care so much about the length, we care about the width. The width should not be more than 6 tfachim. This is Peledik. I love this. Look at the deer shoe, footnote 30. What's the magic number? Shisha tfachim. Shisha tfachim is an amma. Amma samayim is to be taken literally. The amma samayim is the width of an amma. And therefore, if it's more than 6 tfachim, it doesn't qualify as an amma samayim. That's what the deer shoe footnote 30 brings down from the Bach. Al-Kain, Hinikas, Amas Amayim, She'inu Rechava, El-Ama, and an Ama is 6 Tfachim. And look in the small, in Choshen Mishpat, the Gabe, one who sells an Amas Amayim, okay, I wasn't Mayim in the small. Okay, but that's how the Bach understands, it's not a magic number 6, that's Psha in an Ama. An Ama is 6 Tfachim, that's why we're talking about the width of 6 Tfachim. And then the length, doesn't really matter. Mekilin harbe achrona b'fil maruku kama kevin chain rachava b'kal yesh litzos adagim. Even though it's a long area, but it's very skinny. It's only 6 tfachim wide, and therefore the fish can't go too far away, and therefore they're considered to be caught. The Sharat Zion brings down ois chavav uvenach las tzvi mefakfek. What about the depth? Interesting. I don't know. They don't talk about the depth. But here, that's a fair point. The Gemara is in Shabbos, I think, talk about this Amas Amayim. Yet 10 Tfachim, not 10 Tfachim, because 10 Tfachim is very significant. Right? In Hotzah and Shabbos, up to 10 Tfachim, it is a Karmel, Malkum Ptur, or whatever. I don't know. I didn't see anything about that. Look at the Sharatin Ois Chavav. Nachlas Tzvi Mefakfek Hazet. The Kmo Bebiber Yosem Yishisha Tfachim. Yucho Hadag Vishame. Just like if the width is more than 6 Tfachim, the fish can get away. Kain Huadim Ba'ama Sha'arka Arbe. So too, if it's long. What does it matter if it's wide or long? It still gives them more room to run away. The Gamar Primogadim Kosov Shadinza Eina Mukhruch Kokach. not so clear that the length doesn't matter. V'chei mashek sas demi'iri, shekosav chafira kitana. Okay. Continues the Mishaburah sifkotin yedalin. Even if it's mutter, there are machmirim that you shouldn't catch them with a net. Because that's the way it's done. B'chol. You should catch them with your hand. Okay, Sharatzian brings down machlokes about that. Fine. V'yesh lochus l'svarazu l'chatchila. The Mishabura sides with this opinion. The chatchila should be done with the hand. This is fantastic. They have your kid in his woodworking chug. He builds a wooden box filled with holes. You catch a bunch of fish, small holes, and you put it in the wooden box, and then you put the wooden box in the water, and you lock the box so the fish cannot go too far. You put it in the water. So Hichnis Dogim the Teva Malayan Kovim, then he's a mind, put in the water. Nami Shaichi Kohani Dini. So it has the same dinim. The fish are already considered to be caught. There's no problem taking them out, and they're already muchan to be eaten on Yantif, so they're not muksa, and everything is great. However, the Sharatziun Ois Chavtes limits the application of this halacha. And the Sharatziun says Vida. If it's not something your son did in woodworking chug over Benaz Manim, it's something that he did 3 years ago, and you leave it constantly in the water so that your fish will have babies with each other, and or however fish have babies, and you'll have lots of fish. Your bunch of fish will turn into many, many fish. So then they're not mukhan. They're not there for eating. They're there for making more baby fish. So he says, "Imateva nosum sharatzin oischav tes v'da." Imateva nosum b'mayim mizman meruba, v'nosum shama dogim lifros v'lirbos lifamim tzad mehem. They're there basically to propagate, is the word in English, I think, to have babies. And you occasionally will take fish out of there to eat them. Yesh lama b'vad lebiyotu muksim heim. Those are muksa. Because they're not set aside to be eaten. They're there for a different purpose. And it could be, even if you say before Yontif that you want to take some of them, it could be still a problem. Because, I don't know. Supreme God in the end says that if you're mazmin them, you say you're going to take some of these fish, it's going to be okay. Okay. Now continues the Mishaburah. V'yesh Misha Omer. D'dafka b'biber v'amas ha'mayim shal koponim ha'dogim heim b'karka. Only if it's something natural and the fish are in the karka. Makom chiyusam. In their natural habitat. Mashenki k'munochim b'kli. But if they're in a kli, lo shayach b'uklal tzedah. So then b'chlal, it's not shayach tzedah if they're in your little kli over there. V'afil t'chach levim etzu d'shari. And then there's no inyan b'chlal to take it out with the hands. You can take it out with the net because it's mamish already caught because it's not in its natural habitat, but cloud sitting in your box that your son made in the woodworking chug bein has darim. Even if the teva is bigger teva. Okay, how big? Doesn't say. Fine. Yeah, so this sort of relates to what you were asking, but not really. But I'll read it. Kasu achronim. You put them in the be'er. They used to not have faucets. Believe it or not, they didn't have running water. They had a be'er mayim. So let's say you put the fish in the be'er. Sounds kind of gross. I don't know why you want to drink water that the fish are sitting in. But I guess in those days, that was water. Water from the river that they drank, I guess, also had fish in it. I don't know what they drank. But okay. So you need to catch them with a kli. Also, to them yontif. You're now going to catch them on yontif. If it's in a deep pit, really you could catch it with your hands, but you got to get down into the bear, and most of that is not water. Then the kli sounds like it's more of an extension of the hands. Okay, I don't know. Sivav. Avazim v'tarnegolim v'yonim. This is a continuation of the braisa over there in Beitzah Chaf Hei. You have ducks and chickens and different types of birds. Shebabayis or shebachotzer ha'omdim la'achila. They're in the house. They're in your chotzer. They're there for to be eaten. Mutu latzudan. You're allowed to catch them. Ve'en atzvichan zimun. You don't need to set them aside. They're already considered to be set aside because that's their purpose. They're there to be eaten when hungry. Like you put a bunch of cucumbers in the fridge to eat when you're hungry. That's what they had. They had a bunch of avazim, tarnegolim, and yonim to eat when you're hungry for a snack. Okay, mishabersev katan tezvav shegidelim abayis. They are raised in the home. Haomdu lafik laachila. So they're not moksa. Laafuke meomdu lebeitzim also. So if they're oimid lebeitzim or oimid, if you're dealing with a cow, it's oimid for chalav. Then it's going to be muksa. Laman the oiser muksa biyantiv. Like shitas amachaber shitas Rabbi Yehuda from Tov Tzarihei, that muksa is also yantiv. He bought the birds. He didn't really think about what he's going to do with the birds. These are birds that are normally for eating and not for other purposes. So mutar latzudan, you're allowed to catch them. Even if they're out in the Rishus Harabim, they're your birds. They went for a spatzir into the Rishus Harabim. You're allowed to catch them. It's yantif, so you're allowed to take it out of the Rishus Harabim. Even if you need to do it with a net, the cave and devam the kluvam ba'erev, since they come back to the bird cage, whatever it's called, their cage in the evening, vegam nizon etamim ba'bayis, and they're also fed at home constantly. Harem kinitzadim, they're halachically considered to be caught. Okay, now that line is a little bit I don't want to say controversial. But Dirshu points out, there's a Gemara in Beitza Chaf Dalid, and that discusses what kind of animals are you allowed to catch? Like what kind of animals are already considered to be caught? So there's two opinions in the Gemara. One opinion is Ba'in the Kluv on the Erev Umezon Asan Alecha. This is Beitza Chaf Dalid, right before the Mishnah. And then there's another opinion of how easy it is to actually pick them up. So that's the Dirshu points out. This sounds like the first opinion of the Gemara, Rabba Bar Rav Huna Amar Shmuel, okay, that you need both things. A, they live at home, and B, Mezonoson Alecha. You're feeding them constantly. Then Dirshu points out that the other places where it sounds like the other sheets in the Gemara, that it's Noach L'Tofsam, that it's easier to grab them. Sometimes even in the birdcage, they're flying all around. You can't even in the kluv itself, you can't get them. And it brings down that the Sharatzian says to be machmer like both opinions, that they come home every night. Although they bring down here somewhere from Shlomo Zalman, yeah. The next Shlomo Zalman holds, I think, that even if they come home once a week is enough. Yeah, footnote 33. It's enough that they come in once a week. They don't have to sleep at home every night. Like one of my sons. It's enough he comes home once a week. So they come home regularly, they're fed at home, and they're easy, and they're betachlis, they're easy to catch, lamaisa. Okay. Continues the Mishnah Berurah. V'kozen tofsan kedei l'shachtan. That's if you're catching them in order to eat them. V'yitiru mishum simchas yantiv. And this is somewhat of a heter that we've allowed for simchas yantiv. But if you're not there to shecht them, then I don't know why you'd be allowed to catch them. I guess they're not muksa, so then you could take it to play with him already. He's not muksa. But he says, if you're not taking him to eat him, if you're not taking him to eat him, also lekama poskim, or kumo shuba daitam leelsim in shin tazayin sifyid beis bahagah. Shin tazayin, which is a very large simin, Hilchos Shabbos, Tzedan Shabbos. So there we have a machlokes mechaber amo. I'm reading shin tazayin. Shin tazayin, your beis mechaber says, chayav ha'ov shebirshuso mutter letzudon. The chayin of that are in your possession, you're allowed to trap them. They're considered to be trapped already. Okay, they're your animals. They know they're your animals. They come home. Well, here the Mishnah says they come home every night, and it's easy to catch them. So even if they went for a shpatzir in the Rishus HaRabim, here we're dealing with, here on Shabbos, obviously you can't go into the Rishus HaRabim. Here just with the Isser Tzedah Shabbat. There's no Isser Tzedah Shabbat. Okay, but there is an Isser Muksa in Hilchos Shabbos. That's what the next Mishabur says. Don't take him in your hand. They're going to be muksa. You can't say, I want to eat it. It's not muksa. Shabbos, that doesn't work. It works on yant. Okay? As long as your animals are not rebelling. If they make a rebellion, so then already it's a different story. Okay. Hagah note says the Ramah over there in Shabbos, Shin Tazayin. V'yesh omrim da'asur latur chayev ov shebishuso. Even in chayev ov shebishuso, you're not going to catch him. If you did, it's Potter Aval Aser. Aser Midra Bana. Okay. So here we seem to be saying that it's okay. And over there we seem to be saying that it's Aser. So that's what the Mishabur is pointing out. It's a whole deal, and it's a machlekes machaberam over there. It's not so simple. And here, because you want to shecht, if you want to shecht it and eat it, so for Simchas Yontif, we go lekula. But halav hachi, stam, you want to play with him on Yontif, where he's not muksa. Also, the Kama poskim to catch him in such a fashion. Like we just saw in the Ramah, that even though they're your trained animals, there's still going to be an issue of catching him. Now, the Dirshu footnote, Shara Tzion, Ois Lamed Hey. Okay, where the Mishabur says, Filum Yushut HaRabim. It says, I am Bechemed Moshe Shemafak Fake, Wisfili de la Ramah, the El Simshin Tazim Yud Beis, Baga, the Osir Hochanami, Osir. So the Chemed Moshe wants to say, if it's Osir on Shabbat, it's Osir on Yontif. According to the Machaber, it's Mutter. The Machaber, the Shitaso. But according to the Ramah over there, it's Osir over there, it should be Osir over here. Even though, I don't know if there's a different set of rules of Tzedah and Shabbos and Yontif, and all the laws of Tzedah and Yontif, I learned that from Perek Ein Tzadin and Beitza. I mean, not everything, but nonetheless, the post-scheme are split, and they'll go L'chumra in Shabbos, Tzedah and Shabbos, but they'll go L'kula in Tzedah on Yontif. Now, it could be because we said that Moshe showed him whole Minat Torah. There is no Tzedah Bechlal on Yontif Minat Torah because it's a Tzar Chochal Nefesh. So there's already more room for leniency, because if it's Tzar Chochal Nefesh, then the whole Shaila, according to the Machaber, and Moshe showed him, is downgraded to a Shaila of the Rabbanon. So you have a Machlok, it's Machaber Rabbanon, it's a Rabbanon. So then you can go the Kula type of thing. I mean, here we're talking about the Rishonim, so they're obviously proceeding, but they'll be Mekel in Yontif, and they'll be Machmir in Shabbos. That's what the Shara Tzion points out, that the Chemi Moshe wants to compare the two, and the Shara Tzion's not convinced, because many Rishonim are Mekel in Yontif, even though they're Machmir in Shabbos. Now, it's a little weird, because we did this out of order, but now the Mishabur is telling us, but only if you mamish want to eat the animal, so then the tzarech hachal nefesh, we go l'kula. But if you don't want to eat the animal, then we're not going to go l'kula, and then we're going to look at the Ramah in Hilchos Shabbos and tell you not to do it. V'kasu ha'achronim, continues the Mishabur, Ov shekonam echadosh, he's a new bird for you. V'adayin lehugel b'bayis, he's not used to your house yet. Ve'eno bali kluvo b'erev, he doesn't come home at night to his kluv. On Shabbos to catch such an animal, also in a Torah. In Tzai Kedal Shintaza. Gam Biyantiv, also Latudim, Afil Haim Babayis, even though he's in the house, you're not going to catch him. Elim came Nichlus of Bamakum Tzar, unless he's mamish in a very small area, but just because he's in your house, the house is still a large area, and it's hard to catch a bird in your house, and therefore, it's not like outdoors, so maybe it would be downgraded to a Derabanan, but it would still be Usr, because this animal does not yet understand who butters his bread. Then Sharatzion Ois Lamid Tes. The Sharatzion said it could be only if he came from far away, but if he has a different kluv, you bought him from the neighbor. So okay, he has a neighbor's kluv that he's still used to. So he's still considered a trained home type of bird, and it would not be an Isser Tzedah. V'chayonim kasav d'belayah l'kshin yoshvin ala korah mutulatu, that night when they're sitting on this beam, you're allowed to catch them. De'enei misavros, there's some sort of dew that comes out, the tal, and it blinds them temporarily, I guess. The einam nishmatim, and then it's easy to catch them, and therefore there's no isat sad on an animal that's very easy to catch. Mishra sifkatan yurches, the einan trichen zimun, you don't need to set aside these animals because they're oymid lachila and they're home animals. The muchanimim, they're already prepared for use, for eating. Because of posting to come akam yore shemayim, yitin einan betchila ba'ofos to the yivur, eze shiyerze kadesh lo yavu lo macha lito ulehania. So I shouldn't pick one up and then put it back down, because that really shows that he's not muchan for use. So he says like this. No, not like I just said. They are kulam muchanim, not like the fish. We said before, they are kulam muchanim. Mikomakam toreach tircha yaseira biyantiv. That's some sort of tircha yaseira to pick up the bird that you're not going to end up using and put it back down. So you should kind of have an eye and figure out which bird you plan on, which ones you plan on using for yantiv. And the Sharatzim points out, Ois Mem. Ubifrat im tasu makom rachav, if he's in a, like your house, not just in a little area that's very easy to catch him. Should we say, no, shalo itira elamishim simchas yantif? We said, yeah, on Shabbos that would be awesome. On yantif we're makeh for simchas yantif, im kein kishatoso meinicha, but once you catch him and then you decide you don't want him and you put him down, nimta shatzada shalo tzarech, so then you caught him for no purpose whatsoever, and then we're really gonna revert back to that, Ramo over there in Shintazai in Yabez, and you really should not have done it. Okay, so that was Tav Tzadi Zayin, Seif Hey, and Seif Vav.